The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Soita daf Memhei. So we go from Perek Meshuch Mechoma to Perek Egla Rufa. So just to keep track of how we got into this. So we started learning Mesech de Soita. This all began very innocently with Kinei and Stira. And now we're already learning Meshuch Mechoma and Egla Rufa. And it was all because of Perek Elun Amar. So that's what triggered all this. So we had the seventh perek in the Masechta, which was perek Elun Amarim B'chal Lashon, and Elun Amarim B'lashon HaKodesh. And the first thing mentioned in the perek was Parsha Soita, that the Parsha Soita could be recited B'chal Lashon. So when the Soita stood in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen now has to read to her the Parsha Soita. It doesn't matter what language, English, it doesn't matter. You could read the Parsha Soita B'chal Lashon. So we mentioned other things that are mentioned B'chal Lashon. Then we mentioned things that are mentioned B'lashon HaKodesh. One of those things was the brachas and the clothes and Hargrizim and Harevel. We had a whole week of Daf Yomi of Hargrizim and Harevel. Another one of the things was this parsha of the Meshuch Mechama. So we had a whole week of Daf Yomi. Egla Rufa was another thing that was mentioned that had to be B'lashon HaKodesh. So we have here Perek Egla Rufa tucked away at the end of Mesech Desait. It's interesting. You know, Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote a sefer Nachal Eson. He wrote a whole sefer on Egla Rufa. And really, the sugis of Egla Rufa are three blot here at the end of Mesech Desait. I remember when I was a young bacher, 16, 17 years old, my grandparents took me to Eretz Yisrael in the summer. We went to Poland, we went to Auschwitz, and we went back to Kibra Yovis. My grandfather's from Chelm. So we did 8 days in Poland, and then a much-needed exile. We did a week in Eretz Yisrael. So I have a cousin who lives in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Yisrael Solomon. His father was Baruch Shimon Solomon. He was the Rav HaRoshi in Petach Tikva. Comes from Rabbanim. So he took me into Reb Chaim Kanievsky. 16 years old, he took me into Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was selling Sfarim. So he said, no, you have to buy some Reb Chaim Kanievsky Sfarim. So I said, which sefer should I buy? So he's going through them. So he pulls out the Nachal Eson. He says, buy the Nachal Eson. It's a sefer on Egla Rufa. I was like, okay. I think we're learning Bava Kamma next month. So he said, why on Egla Rufa? He says, you should have this sefer just as a sign for Kavod HaTorah on your Sfarim Shank, to see how Rechava Mineyam Torah is. That on three blot Gemara and Shas, Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote an entire Sefer. And it's true, I pulled out the Sefer of my Sfarim Shank last night. I was going, it's unbelievable. It's fine print, it's about a few hundred pages, and it's just Moli V'Gadish. He wrote a whole Shulchan Aruch on Perek Egel Arufa. And he wrote everything Yesh Me'ayin. There's no Shulchan Aruch. Maybe it's based on the Rambam, I'm assuming that's what it's based on. But it's incredible the amount of Mara Mekoymes and Svaris and Chakiras, an entire world, all Egla Rufa from these few black gemara. It's a kavod haTorah for the koyach haTorah, also for the gadol hador, Reb Chaim. It's just amazing what yedias haTorah Reb Chaim has. But either way, on that note, the parsha of Egla Arufa. So the parsha of Egla Arufa is mentioned at the very end of Parsha Shoiftim, and the pasuk begins as follows. Just we know roughly the parsha. Ki matzik chal ba'adama. If you find a corpse lying on the ground, asher Hashem lekecha noisel b'chal rishta noifel basad lo noida miko. We have no idea who killed this person. So there's a dead body, but we don't know who killed him. V'yatzus kenecha v'sheichtecha. So the skenim and the shoiftim are supposed to leave. They're supposed to start measuring. They take out the measuring sticks and they see which city is the closest city to where this cholol is. The city that's going to be closest. So the skenim, the bezin of that door has to come out of that city, has to leave the city. They take out with them an eglas bakar. They take out a calf. Actually, ubadba. That's a very special type of eagle. No work was ever done with it. Actually, mashka ba'oil. Well, he reads Ziknei Yira. He has an egel nachalesan. They bring it to a nachalesan. The Gemara will explain exactly what the nachalesan is. Asholoye oved boy v'lo yizareya. No work was ever done there. Va'erfu sham esa ogla banachal. In English, they decapitate that egel inside that nachal. V'nikshua ki'anav and Levi. Then the Leviim step forward. Kivam bachar Hashem lekechel esharsa. They were the ones that were chosen to serve Hashem. Uluvarich b'shem Hashem. And that all the skenim wash their hands on top of this egla arufa. We did not kill this person, nor did we see who killed him. And then they conclude with a tefillah. Please, Hashem, forgive Klal Yisrael, v'altitin dam noki b'kerev amchi Yisrael, v'nikap lehem adam, v'ata tvar adam anoki b'kerbecho, kisash hayoshar b'enei Hashem. So either way, this is the parsha of the Egla Rufa. Incidentally, just can't control myself, but the Ramban, right here on this pasuk, brings three opinions amongst the Rishonim and what the whole purpose of the Egla Rufa was. So he brings first from the Eben Ezra, that the Eben Ezra said that the purpose was that if you're a city and a dead body washes up ashore at your city, Hashem is sending a message to you. You need a kapara. And that's why they were obligated to go out and to perform this so that there should be some sort of a kapara for the city that this dead body was found in their midst. Then he quotes the Rambam in the Meir Nevoichim, where the Rambam said a different shot. The Rambam says that really there was no point in the Egla Rufa. The Rambam says it was all because they're doing an investigation. We're trying to find out who killed this person. Says the Rambam, we dafka go out, we make a public spectacle about the fact that there's a dead body, and we don't know who killed him. It's like this, there'll be a koil, and chavre islay, chavre islay. People are going to start talking about it, they're going to be tumbling about it, they're going to see how seriously people are taking it. That you have the kayhanim, the same kapra as amcha. We're taking this very, very seriously. That will hopefully lead to who the real murderer is. That's what the Rambam says in the Meir Nevuchim. The Ramban has a third pshat, but we'll see, we'll refer back to these pshatim in the course of the Gemara. That note, we begin the Mishnah. Egla Rufa b'lashon hakodesh. So these psukim that were recited regarding Egla Rufa were all said b'lashon hakodesh. And Emar, ki imotze cholol ba'adama. Period. How exactly you see in those words that Egla Rufa is b'lashon hakodesh? Gemara's kasha. V'yotzu skeinecha v'sheiftecha. Then the pasuk says, the skeinim and the sheiftim are going to go out to this nachal eson. They're going to measure, and they're going to start performing the Maise Egla Rufa. Says the Mishnah, Shloisha Mibezen Agadah Shabir Shalim Hoye Yoitzim. How many Dayanim went? Three. Rabbi Yudah Emer Chamisha, five. How so? Because it says, Keinecha V'Shoiftecha. And Keinecha is Shnayim, V'Shoiftecha is another Shnayim. In Bezdin Shokol, you can never have an even number in Bezdin. Maisif and Aleh Maidechla, you end up with five. Nimtzo Tamil Begal, let's say they found the corpse, and it was hidden under a heap of stones. Aitali B'Ilon, or it was hanging from a tree. Aitzof Apnei Mayim, or it was floating on the water. Vayhayu Arfin, they couldn't do the Egla Rufa. Shenemar, because it says in the parish of Egla Rufa, a few extra words that we darshan. It says, Ki Yimatzei Cholo Be'adama, and we learn from the word Be'adama, Vayhayu Tamil Begal. It was on the Adama, it wasn't hidden. It says that it was noifel basodeh, from the word noifel, we learn v'lei talav ilan, it's not hanging on a tree. And when it says basodeh, we say tafke in a field, v'lei tzof apnei amayim, it's not floating on water. Nimtza samach l'saper, if they found the body washed near the border of the city, oy le'ir sherubayv dekechavim, or it was closest to a city that's roiv oyv dekechavim, oy le'ir sherim bebezin, or it's a city that has no bezin, loy hayo orfen, they didn't do the egla roof. The Gemara will explain why not. Additionally, ein moided in elo le'ir sheyesh bebezin, the Gemara mefarish lo Rashi says, the Gemara is going to explain what's pshat in that line, the Mishnah as well. It says there were my comma. The first halacha of the Mishnah was, Egla Rufa Kloshan HaKodesh. And what's the makar? Because it says, Ki Yimotze Cholol Ba'adama. So, where do you see in Ki Yimotze Cholol Ba'adama that Egla Rufa is Kloshan HaKodesh? Amra Vavo, Hachi Komra, Shinemar, Va'onu Va'amru. It says in the parish of Egla Rufa, the words Va'onu Va'amru. Ulahalonu Va'imer, Va'onu Alevim Va'amru. And it says, Va'onu Alevim Va'amru, by Harkizim and Arevo. Man, Yamur Lalon, Kloshan HaKodesh. Avkan, Kloshan HaKodesh. Right? There were three words that we saw in the sugyas mean Kloshan HaKodesh. Koi, Kocha, and Aniyah V'Amira. So here it says, V'anu V'amru, V'anu V'amru, it's Aniyah V'Amira, that means Lashon HaKadosh. Seyda Egla Rufa, okay, so what's the Seyda Egla Rufa? Ki Yimotzei Cholol Ba'adama, V'yatzos Keinecha V'Sheiftecha, Shloi Sheni Be'ezin, HaKadosh B'Yishlayim Ho Yoytzim. So, meaning, you have to interject those words into the Mishnah, and then the Mishnah continues, Chasurei Mechsira, with Seyda Egla Rufa Keitzad, and that's the Hemshech of the Mishnah. So in the Mishnah, we had a Machloikis, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, how many Dayanim? Is it three or is it five that used to go out? Tanu Rabban, v'yotzu skeinecha v'sheiftecha. Skeinecha shnayim, v'sheiftecha another shnayim, v'im bezin shakul, v'yisif n'olei maidecha, d'arikin chamisha, divi Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon oimer, skeinecha shnayim, v'im bezin shakul, v'yisif n'olei maidecha, d'arikin shleisha. Rabbi Shimon darshan skeinecha, he doesn't darshan v'sheiftecha, thus it's three and not five. Freit the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ami yaktsiv v'sheiftecha. It says v'sheiftecha. Why do you darshan skeinecha and not v'sheiftecha? U'mibay leilam yuchadan shabashayftecha. He needs it to teach me something else. To teach me that it's not enough that you have any ordinary diet. You need Dayanim that are members of the Bezdin HaGadol Shev Yerushalayim. These were members of the Sanhedrin. So not just any ordinary Zokin. Rabbi Yehuda says, I know that from the word Skeinecha, because it could have said Ziknei. Why did it say Skeinecha? Mi Ziknei Skeinecha Nafka. Rabbi Shimon, Ikos of Ziknei. Because Rahman had adjusted Ziknei, have a minafel, it was like Hashok. And I'll tell you, as long as you're of a certain age, you're collecting Social Security, that's enough for you to qualify. So that's why any Ikos Rahman is Skeinecha. But Skeinecha just tells me not just an old person. Because of Rahman is Skeinecha, have a minafel, it's an Edric Edano. Because of Rahman of Sheftecha. So that's the machloikis. Can I learn from Skeinecha, Ziknei Skeinecha, that you need a chash of a member of the Sanhedrin, or do I need v'shev techa for that? So therefore, but Rav Shimon says, I need v'shev techa, l'miuchadim shev techa. Rabbi Yehuda gomar ziknei ziknei ziknei. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I know from skeinecha that I need a member of the Sanhedrin. I don't need to learn it from v'shev techa. And how so? I learned it from Gzeir Shalva. Ziknei, ziknei, this is from the parsha of Par Helim Dover Shal Tzibur. Mala, alam yuchadim shabeida, just like over there. It says ziknei, and it means the Sanhedrin. Avkam yuchadim shabeida. Freit, the Gemara, igama, ligmer olakula. If you're learning it from the Par Helim Dover, they'll learn everything from there. Meaning, the Gemara's kasha is that by the Par Helim Dover Shal Tzibur, there is a halacha of five members of the Sanhedrin. So learn ziknei ziknei. That's how you should know that Egla Rufa also is dafka with five members of the Sanhedrin. Says the Gemara, skeinecha v'sheif techa lomeli. The Gemara says, you're right. Obviously, from the fact that we didn't learn everything from the Par Elam Dovah Shal Tzibur, that's right, you can't learn anything from the Par Elam Dovah Shal Tzibur. Obviously, it's a flawed gzeira shofa. Elo, so how does Rabbi Yehuda know that it needs to be members of the Sanhedrin Gedoyla and still darshan v'shev techa to teach me five? Says the Gemara, vav v'shev techa l'minyana. So keinecha is two. Shev techa teaches me members of the Sanhedrin. Vav of v'shev techa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is another two. So it's 2 plus 2, ein bez din shokel, you end up with five. According to Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't darshan the extra vav. Rabbi Shimon, vav, loy mashmalei. So we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, is it three or is it five? And we have the makairis, how each one of them learned their respective opinions. Elamayata, freit the Gemara, if you darshan skeinecha two, and v'shev techa two, then I have another two psukim in that same parsha you should darshan. It says v'yotsu. They're going to go out into the field. Umadidu, and they're going to measure. Elamiyat v'yotsu shnayim, umadidu shnayim. Shouldn't that be another two and another two? So the Rabbi Yehuda, it's 5 plus 4, arei kantisha, which is 9. And the Rabbi Shimon, it's 3 plus 4, arei kantisha, which should be 7. Says the Gemara, humi bayle l'chidatanya. You're right. We do darshan that, but we darshan for something else. V'yotsu, from the words v'yotsu, we learn hein v'loish l'cheim. The bezdin itself has to be the one to go. They can't appoint the shliach. Umadidu, afilu nimtsu ba'ol l'ir hayu maydidin. That even if the body was found all over the ear, it was out in the open, you know for sure which city is closest. It's a big Kiddush. Still, they went along with the Medida. She mitzvah lasik be Medida, because it's a mitzvah to do it. I saw some say this could be a raya to the Rambam. The Rambam, who said that the whole purpose of the Medida was to make a tumult, to make noise, so people should step forward, this makes sense. You know which city it's closest to, and still you're doing it. But if the whole idea is because the city that it's closest to needs a kapara, so you have to measure it, so what's the point of measuring if you know which one it's closest to anyways? But the point is, v'yatsu Madadu is coming to teach me something, but not the Minyan Hadayonim. It's coming to teach me two different halachas. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah that has two shitas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether it was 3 Dayanim or 5 Dayanim, is the Leikrib Elezman Yaakov. It's not Grozny Yaakov. Time you learn to the Brais, Elezman Yaakov Oimer, Zikeinecha, Zu Sanhedrin. When it says, V'yotsu Zikeinecha, it's coming to teach me the Sanhedrin had to go. Sheif Techa, Ze Melech V'Koyin Gadol. Wow. So in a case of Egla Rufa, the Melech would go out, and the Koyin Gadol would go out. So he literally brought out, pulled out all the stops. Melech, how do you know Melech means Sheif Techa? They said Melech B'Mishpat. Yamadert. Koyin Gadol, where do you find that he means Sheif Techa? They said Ubas al Koyin Malavim, the Elash Sheifet Ashiyeh. Freak the Gemara. Eboil, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Melech Koyin Gadol with the Paul. Clearly, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov argues with the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't say anything about a Melech and a Koyin Gadol. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, even the Melech and the Kohen Gadol, thus, Masis and the like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But the Gemara's question is, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov only argues that you need a Melech and Kohen Gadol, but in terms of how many Dayanim you need, he agrees it's either 3 or 5. Abu b'Sanhedrin, Iker Rabbi Yehuda, Iker Rabbi Shimon, Tzvirlei. Or Yidilma b'Sanhedrin, Nami Polik. Maybe he argues with the amount of Dayanim that you need as well. Ad Iker Kula Sanhedrin. When he said Sanhedrin, you need everybody. And in a way, it would make sense, because what was the whole Makar to either 3 or 5? Skeinecha, Sheftecha. But he already darshan Sheftecha to teach me Melech. So the whole drasha maybe is already trips up according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So other rabba, skeinecha means Sanhedrin. His lashon was maybe you need all of this Sanhedrin. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya. Or gishmak a raya. Matzin zokim mamri abe pagi. If the zokim mamri met the Bezdin HaGadol. So who's the Zokim Amri? He's a Choshev Yid. He has a Shaila. He goes to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. They pass in one way, and he hears the Pesach of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. He doesn't care. He goes back to his Kehila, and he paskins not like the Bezdin HaGadol. So he had have heard the Pesach from the Bezdin HaGadol. So the Brisa says, what if the Zokim Amri met the Bezdin HaGadol? But he didn't meet them where they usually were, which was in the Lishkas Hagozes in the Beis HaMikdash. He met them somewhere in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. He met them someplace else. Vehim Raleim. He heard a psak from them, and then he went kineged their psak. Yochel, I would have thought Teyam Ra Sam Ra that he's a zaken man. Talmud the pasuk says Vekamto Veolisa El Hamokim, and we learn from there Melamit Shamokim Goyim. You can only be a zaken Mamre if you heard the psak of the Bezin Hagadol in the Lishkas Hagozes. But if you didn't hear it in the Lishkas Hagozes, you can't become a zaken Mamre. It says the Gemara, the Nafik Kama. When this Zakim Mamre met the Bezan Agadol, how many members of the Bezan Agadol did he meet? Ilay made the Nafik Miktsas, and he met some of them. How can you become a Zakim Mamre if a chelik of the Sanhedrin Agadol issued a psak and you went fakir? Maybe if the other Dayanim would have been there, they wouldn't have paskin that way. Meaning it's Pasha, the Zakim Mamre, always a Zakim Mamre. If all the members of the Sanhedrin, Ki Ishach Abalevach, would say one thing and you go fakir. Ela Pshita, says the Gemara. It's obvious, then not the Kulu. They were all there. Ulamat, what was all the Sanhedrin doing Abe Pagi when on a Chalamoy trip? Where were they? Ila Dvar Rishos, Mi Matzi Nafki. You can't just leave for a Dvar Rishos. Voksiv, Sharei Chagana Sayal Yachsar Mazak. And we learn from that Pasik in Shir Ashirim, Shem Nitzroch Echom Yam Lot says that if one of the members of the Sanhedrin wanted to leave the Makom HaMikdash, he could, but he has to make sure in Yesham Esther V'Shalish Shekinegat Sanhedrin Ketani Yotze. If he's leaving behind 23 members of the Sanhedrin Agadol, you can go. Nimlad Ina Yotze. You're not allowed to leave. A member of the Sanhedrin was not allowed to leave the Makom HaMikdash unless there were there always had to be 23 members of the Sanhedrin Agadol. So you can't have 71 members of the Sanhedrin Agadol together Abe Pagi. It's not possible if it's a Dvar Rishos. Ela Pshita, Lidvar Mitzvah. It must be, it was a Dvar Mitzvah. So you have the entire Sanhedrin, they go somewhere for a Mitzvah. Lamei, what Mitzvah would require the entire Sanhedrin to be there? Says the Gemara Gishmak. Lav Medidas Egla. Probably Egla Rufa. But I thought in Egla Rufa you need either 3 Dayanim or 5 Dayanim. Who holds you need 71? Oh, El must be Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakovi, who didn't darshan Skenecha v'Sheif Techa the way Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimon darshan. Sheif Techa is teaching me Melech v'Kohen Gadol. Skenecha is Sanhedrin. It was a little bit unclear what he meant when he said Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yosef saying that from this brisa you have a raya that when he said Sanhedrin, he meant all of the Sanhedrin. That's what all the Sanhedrin is doing. Lidvar Mitzvah. Abe Pagi, Amalei Abaya. No, you have no raya. Loi. Dilma lo hisav alo irvala zoreis. There are other things, other mitzvahs that would necessitate the entire Sanhedrin to be present outside of Lishkas Hagozes Ketanah, as we learned in the Mishnah. Ein Maisifin al Ir V'al Azores, Elo Bebezin Shal Shivim Ve'echad. If the Yidin, the Sanhedrin, ever wanted to add real estate to Yerushalayim, or they wanted to add to the Azor, they had a right to. So you'd think that the Gvul was already set in stone, no pun intended, from once upon a time. It actually wasn't. If they wanted to be Moisif, they could. There's a whole procedure, Sach the Shvuas, exactly how it happened. But one of the things that were needed there was he needed the Sanhedrin Agadol. That would be a Dvar Mitzvah. So if the entire Sanhedrin was there, it could be that's when this story happened. Tanya Kavasi, Rav Yosef, a writer of Yosef, who said that according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, you do need the entire Sanhedrin, Vegla Rufa, because this same Brisa that we just had, where the Zaki Mamri meets the Bezdin, so the original Brisa doesn't say why the Sanhedrin was not in the Lishkas Hagozes. Here we have a Brisa that does say why they were there. Motzana Beis Pagi, the Himra Alim, Kagoy. Oh, Brisa has a few words. She Yatsu, the Medidas Egla, Yishma. It's Mefurish in the Brisa. Oy, lo, he's a Valo, Irval, Azores. Yochel, Teyam, Rasi, Amra, Tam, Levi, come to Lisa, Malabaj, Makum, Gayer. Same exact Brisa. So that you can't become a Zakim Mamre outside of the Makom HaMikdash, but here it says Mefurish, that why were the Sanhedrin outside of the Makom HaMikdash? One reason is Medidas Egla. I in the Mishnah is either 3 or 5. Must be Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Nimtza Tamam Begal, or Yitalu B'Ilam. So the Mishnah said that if the body was found either hidden underneath stone or it was hanging from an Ilan, so there's no halach of Egla Rufa, because the word Ba'adama teaches me V'loy tamam begal. Says the Gemara, Lema Masis Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah would seem to be Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. V'loy Rabbanon, and not the Shita of the Rabbanon. Who, which Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbanon? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Completely unrelated halacha. It's the mitzvah of Shikcha. So one of the matnasanim that a person had to leave was, you're working your field, you're harvesting, you accidentally you leave some tfuah on the floor. You're not allowed to go back for it. If you left it, it's hefker. Now the aniyim get a right to keep it. So it's a whole halacha of shikcha. So in the halachas of shikcha, there's a braisa. V'shachachta oimer basada. It says in the Torah, v'shachachta oimer basada. The word basada is prat l'tom adivir Rabbi Yehuda. Only if it's exposed, it's visible in the field. But if it was hidden and that's why you left it, that's not called shikcha. The chachamim say basada. The rabbi says atom. No, it's coming to be mar basatom. Says the Gemara. It's very obvious that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Because what was the drash in our Mishnah? matzei chalo bo adama. And the Mishnah said prat l'tama. That is Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa of Shikha, v'shachachta imer basadeh prat l'tamon. But the Rabbanan in that Brisa said l'rabbi says atamon. So if ba'adama is l'rabbi says atamon, or basadeh is l'rabbi says atamon, then regarding the egla rufa, when it says ki yimatzeh chalab adama, it should also be l'rabbi says atamon. I'm a rab, no, filo tem rabbanan. Could be our mishas, even the Rabbanan. I mean, even the Rabbanan that are marba tamon from basadeh in Shikha would be mema'it tamon from ba'adama. In Egla Rufa, how so? Hachem in Yonah Dekro, Hachem in Yonah Dekro. You have to look at the context. Hachem in Yonah Dekro, it says Ki Yimatzeh Chalal. So if it would just say Ki Yimatzeh Chalal, not say the word Ba'adama, I would think, Heichad Mishlechach, wherever you find it, you have the parts of Egla Rufa. Why did Torah add the word Ba'adama? Prat L'tama, to exclude Tama. V'hosam in Yonah Dekro. Tichsiv, it says Ki Siktzer Tzircha B'sadcha V'shachachta Omer, that you're going to be cutting the tfu in your field and you're going to forget some Omer there. Shikha Dumi Dekatzer. Had it not added another word, I would have thought that Shikha is only when it's Dumi Dekatzer. And Ma Katzer Begoli, just like the Katzer, you could see it. Av Shikha Begoli. Katzer Rechmana B'sada. L'rabbois Esa Tama. In other words, Ba'adama or Basada is not in a vacuum, always a miut or a ribuy. You just have to look at it in its context. It makes sense that the word Ba'adama and Egla Rufa is a miut, and it makes sense that the word Basada in the parasha of Chikha is a ribuy. So even the Rabbanan that are marba from Basada would be Mamai from Ba'adama, could be our mishnah loved after Rabbi Yehuda. Great thing more. Rabbi Yehuda that said, V'shachachta emir Basada prat l'tamon. Why did he need the word Basada prat l'tamon? Why is he not Mamait Tamun from the Minyane Dekra that the Rabbanon just said that without a ribuy of Tamen, I would have been Mamai Tamen. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda Nami, typically, Mishikhu Dome de Katzer. We just said that the Rabbanon need a ribuy for Tamen, because had you not had a ribuy, I would have thought Dome de Katzer should be Nesmayet. So they hold the ribuy. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the ribuy. But why doesn't he at least say that Shikha Dumya the Kotzer is the miut? So now Basada, maybe I will use to darshan something else. So the Gemara says, you're right, he in fact does do that. Einochinami. Rabbi Yehuda that says Prat Lutamun doesn't. He's not memayedit from Basada. He's memayedit from Shikha Duma the Kotzer. The Elo Basada, what's Basada teaching me? Me boy, the rabbis, Shikha's Kama, to teach me a different halacha. Let's say you forgot a whole corner of your field. So it's not pshat that you were going through your field and you left Oimrim. You actually left the whole field. Even then, you have the halacha. Shikha, that's Vishachachta Oimr Basada. Even if you forgot the whole Sada, even then you're going to have the halacha Shikha. Rabbanan Shikha's Kama, how do they know this halacha? Nafgulu, they learn it because it says, Vichisik Tzircha Basada, and we learn from there, Vishachachta is the next pasuk, next word. Vishachachta basadcha. It's from the word basadcha vishachachta. So Rabbi Yehuda learns it from vishachachta emir basada. The Rabbanan learn it from tzircha besadcha vishachachta. Frank the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda do with that pasuk? Tzircha besadcha vishachachta. Mi boyulei lechider Rabbi Avo. Amar Rabbi Lozim. Amar Rabbi Lozim. Not prat lechad safu emrim letech sadcha ber besadcha. He needs the endochaf of that word, besotcha, that if your shikha was in somebody else's field, so let's say you forgot some of your omer, but you forgot it because the wind blew it into somebody else's field. So it wasn't even in your field when you forgot it. That's the smite. We learned that out from besotcha. Rabbanon, mi besode besotcha. You could learn out two things from that, because it could have said besode. It said besotcha. So the extra chaf, I learned out, prat l'sodeh chaveri, and from besode itself, I learned out that even if you got a whole corner of your field, still you have the halacha of shikha. Rabbi Yehuda, besode besotcha le'mashma, he doesn't darshan two things. Thus, he can only darshan one. He darshans the end of chaf. And how does he know that if the field is, you left a corner of your field, you have the halacha shikha, that he learns out from the shachachta omer basode. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya always asks interesting shailas and shas. So this is another classic. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, tzofu omer l'sech sodeh ma'u. What if you left Omer, you left tfu in your field, but it wasn't physically on your field. It was on, it was floating. Floating means, Rashi says, it was like on a rock. It wasn't touching the ground on your field. Aver sadek is other dummy. I laugh is other dummy. I'm only Ravkan of the Rapapi. I'm really Ravkan of the Rav Zivi. Tish Limit Ravavo, I'm Rabbi Lazar. I'll bring you a rive. Some Rabbi Vom Rabbi Lazar said, I'm a proudish yourself. I'm with the Sadek Averoi. We just mentioned this halacha that if somebody had shikha and it flew into somebody else's field. So the halacha is that it's not called shikha. Because shikha is only if it was in your field, not if it's somebody else's field. Says the Gemara, the Chaveri, in the Tech Sadeh, Oloi. Now, what's the lashon? Shetzafu. So it sounds like the only time tzafu is not shikha is if it's tzafu in somebody else's field. But if it's tzafu in your field, it is going to be considered shikha. So you see that tzafu is shikha. When it says that it flew into somebody else's field, is the only time you're potter if it was actually tzaf into somebody. Let's say it's actually munach in somebody else's field. You're going to be chayev. The whole drush is besatcha, meaning the point is it's in your field as opposed to your friend's field. The lecha. When it says tzafu l'techsadach averoi, it doesn't mean it landed in a state of tzafu. It means it flew over the fence, and now it landed on the floor. It's a different type of tzafu, two shaylas. Tzafu means it flew over the fence, it landed on the floor. The point is that if it's not in your field, you don't have the halacha shikha. We're discussing a different shayla. Where it is in your field, it just happens to be not touching the floor, what would be the halacha over there? Just one final gemara, tashma. Oimer shechziku boy lahilichay leir. Person picked up oimer, he wants to go take it with him to the city. V'nichal gabi chaver, he puts it down on different oimer. V'shakchay, and he left it. Hatachtoin shikcha, ve'elyon ene shikcha. So the bottom oimer is shikcha, the top oimer is not shikcha. Reb Shimon Yehuda oimer mishum Reb Shimon, shnei mein on shikcha, they're both not shikcha. Hatachtoin mipnei shehu tamun, ve'elyon mipnei shehu tzaf. The bottom one is not shikha because it's underneath something else, thus it's considered tamun. And the top one is considered tzav. Ad kam li pligei le b'tachtoin. Everyone, machlekes over here is dafka on the tachtoin. Avo be'elyon, the one on top, the v'yakol yav shikha. Everybody in this braisa agreed, it's not considered shikha. Why? Must be because it's tzav. So you see that tzav is not considered shikha. Shani hasan kim da'achzik be'zachav. The reason it's not shikha is not because it's tzav. It's because you picked it up already, you wanted to take it home with you. That's not called shikha. Shikha is you left it in the field, you never took it with you. Being that you took it with you, it's not considered shikha. My iri al gabi chaveri. Then why do you have to say that you left it al gabi chaveri? Just say you picked it up and you put it anywhere. I feel about Sadanami. And a chinami could have said that. Vaidik Tanya Gabi Chaveroi, Mishum Tachtain. To teach me the Chiddush, that the bottom one is going to be potter from Shikha, because the bottom one is going to be considered Tomun. But Neshu Tzafkam, right? One last kasha, saying that the reason you're potter is because it's Tzaf. Not because you were machzik it and it's not shikha at all. Aim of Neshu, who kitsaf. So Rashi's matchik a little bit what Shahu kitsaf means, but the point is, it's the issue is not where you put it. The issue is that you took it in your hand. And once you took it in your hand, at that point, it's not going to be considered shikha. Omer Abaya said, Hareini ki benazai b'shukit feria. So there was one day a year, Rashi says, where Abaya felt like he had unbelievable clarity of mind. He was able to think extremely clearly. He was so clear that he said, today I feel like benazai. So benazai is one of the often mentioned tanom in Shas, and if you look around different mamori agado, you see that benazai was a superstar. He was mishichmoy v'mayla, gevoya mikolam in many ways. We know benazai never got married. That's the reason he was just known as benazai, as opposed to Reb Shimon benazai, which was his real name. Benazai said he didn't get married. Nafshi chashke b'teira. He was too big of a masmid. He just couldn't come to the point where he would get married and have to do things that married men have to do. Ben Azai, in addition to being a great masmin, nafshi chashke b'teira, you see that he also reached very high levels in Chachma. He was one of the four people in the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga that was Nichnas Lepardis. But if you look in the Sichas Musar, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz talks a lot about Ben Azai. And one of the things he brings out from Ben Azai is that you see that Ben Azai also had this unbelievable desire to always grow and to know more and more. One of the points he makes is the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim in Perek Naira Murasa, where Ben Azai says, he had a machlokes with Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva disproved him. And he said, Chaval al ben Azai shlo yeshivish is Rabbi Akiva. Woe was to ben Azai that he never spent more time with Rabbi Akiva. So said Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, here you have ben Azai, who Abaye said one day a year, he thought he was like ben Azai. He was on such a high level in terms of hichach masatera. But he realized that he could have gotten more from Rabbi Akiva, and he gave a krecht, Chaval al ben Azai shlo yeshivish is Rabbi Akiva. And the truth is, that's how the great ones become great. They become great because they're hungry, they want it more than other people. And that was ben Azai. He was nafshi choshke b'teira. He had this unbelievable hunger, unbelievable desire to know a little more, and that's how he became the great ben Azai. Either way, Abaya said there was one day a year that he felt like ben Azai. So on that day, he would go to the Shuket Feria, and he would say that anybody that has a question, well, he didn't go to the Shuket Feria, he lived in Bavel. He was in Pumpadisa. He said, anyone that has a question, bring it. Amalei humi rabbana. And so there was a rabbi who came to Abaya, and he says, you know, it just so happens, there's this question that's always bothered me. I'm going to ask you the following question. What if there were two corpses that were found? One was piled on top of the other. Now the bezin has to come out and they have to do a glarufa. So from which corpse do they measure? Do they measure from the one on top or from the one on bottom? And he broke down the question. Mimbe minoi havi tomun. The Mishnah said that if one corpse is buried underneath a gal of avonim, for example, so you don't measure. There's no egla rufa because it has to be exposed. In this case, it's buried, it's hidden, but it's underneath something of its own min. So mimbe minoi havi tomun or not. Additionally, another question is, what about saf? Another halacha in the Mishnah was that if it's floating, you don't have the halacha of egla rufi either. The one is floating on top of the other, meaning it's not touching the ground. It's on top of another corpse. So mimbe minei havitzav, loy havitzav. It's a shaila number one. Mimbe minei havitamum, mimbe minei loy havitzav. So the bottom one is tamun. The top one is not tzav. Me el yemoydi. Thus, you can imagine from the one on top. Oydom a mimbe minei havitzav, mimbe minei loy havitamun. Mimbe minei is still tzav. However, mimbe minoi is not tamun, so the one on top you can't measure from the one on bottom. You can umitachtei moide. Oydom a mimbe minoi havi tamun, or mimbe minoi havi tzav. Could be it's tamun and it's tzav. V'loy mitachtei moide, v'loy mielyon moide. Rashi says the fourth variable would be back to the envelope arithmetic. Maybe it's not tamun and it's not tzav. Mishneiyon moide, and maybe you have to measure from both. Amalei. So this was the question that Abayas asked. That was asked to Abaya, but today was Abaya's good day. So he said to Nisua, I'll bring you a ray. If somebody was in his field and he took tefuah that he wants to take back with him to the city, he's in the field, he's going back to the city, and he put down the oimer and he put it on top of additional tefuah, and then he left it. So the aloch is atachton shikha, the elyon ein shikha. The one on bottom is considered shikha. The one on top is not shikha. We just had that gemara before. Why? Because once you pick it up, you're machzik it. It's not shikha anymore. Shimon ben Yehuda, Yehuda, Mishum Rab Shimon, Shnei Men and shikha. They're both not shikha. Hatachto, in the bottom one is not shikha, Mipnei Shehu Tamun. Va'elyon, in the top one is not shikha, Mipnei Shehu Tzav. So we discussed that already earlier. So Vrua, the Hanitanoik Rabbi Yehuda Svirlo, says the gemara, it is reasonable to assume that both of these Tanon, both Rab Shimon ben Yehuda and the Tanakam and the Spraisa hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, the Amar B'Sadeh, the Prat L'Tamun? That if something is Tamun, it's not considered Shikha. And still we have a Machloikis here, whether the Tamun is Shikha or not Shikha. So what's the Machloikis? If Tamun is always not Shikha, then why is there a Machloikis here whether Tamun is Shikha? Not my Rabbi Al-Kamifliki. The Marasavah may have a Tamun. The Machloikis is, being that it was Tamun, underneath something that it's of its own min, so that is the shiloh. Mimim mina have a tamun, lo have a tamun. Says the Gemara, no, you have no right. Ik Rabbi Yehuda Svirlo. If both of these tanam would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the kuli amim mina have a tamun. Could be everybody would agree that it is tamun, and tamun is potter from shikha. V'ha'cha, but pluk Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanu kamefluki. The machloekis is hagufa. Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. The Rabbanon over here hold like the Rabbanon, that tamun is shikha. There's no halacha in shikha prat l'tamun. Therefore, although the elyon is not shikha, the tachtoin is shikha, the Rab Shimon ben Yehuda, this Rab Shimon ben Yehuda is Rab Yehuda, he holds like Rab Yehuda that tamun is not shikha, therefore in this case, it's not going to be shikha. In other words, machlekes is not whether mim b'minei have a tamun, the machlekes is whether tamun is potter from shikha. If the machlekes over here, whether the bottom one is shikha or not, is not whether tamun is whether mim b'minei have a tamun or not, rather it's whether tamun is shikha, then why we pick a very misleading case? The case that the Bryce is discussing, it was Tamun with a mimminoi. It's misleading because it may make you think that really everyone holds Tamun is potter from shikha, and the machlekes is whether mimminoi have a tamun or not. Say a more simple case, a non-misleading case, where it was tamun, but it was underneath offer and tzrar. So the Gemara says, right, I mean, you could have said that. Uli diach koichi the Rabbi Yehuda. Some changed the gersa to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda is the one that said that the tachtoin is not shikha. The Amar afilu mimminoi havi tamun. To teach me the chiddush in Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda that not only is tamun potter from shikha, but min b'minoi havi tamun. Meaning, for the chachamim shita, it would have been better, less misleading to tell me a case where it was tamun, not min b'minoi. But for Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, it's better to tell me a case where it's tamun and it is min b'minoi. Tanu rabbanon cholol. It says ki yimatzei cholol. It doesn't just say you found a dead body. It says cholol, and cholol apparently is someone that died from a gun wound. Now there were no gun wounds, so a sword wound. V'loy chanuk, as opposed to someone that choked to death. Cholol, he's dead. V'loy mefarfer, as opposed to he's almost dead. He's mefarferes. He's about to die. Ba'adama, it says it was found ba'adama. V'loy tamun, that we had in the Mishnah. Now he's tamun. Begal, v'loy tamun begal. I'm sorry. Neifel, it says he was neifel basada. V'loy talabi, he's not hanging from the tree. Besade, v'loy tzav apnei amayim, he's not floating in the water. Rebbe Lazar, emer, bekulan, in hayu chol arfen. Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Lazar disagrees with all the halachas in this price, with the exception of one. He agrees, chalal v'loy chanuk. It has to be someone who died from a sword wound. But he doesn't agree with all the other drushes. Meaning, it doesn't matter if it was Tamun, or if it was Saf, if it was Talib Ilan. In all those cases, he's still going to have the halacha of Egla Rufa Tanya. Amr Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yehuda. Amr Rabbi Elazar. They told Rabbi Elazar, Iyat ha-maydash, ma-hi chanuk, mutu ba-ashbash, ein arfin. You agree that it has to be chal. If he found a body that had died from being choked to death, then the halacha is, you don't have Egla Rufa. Alma, what do you see from there? That you darshin the words in the pasuk literally. When it says chalal, it doesn't just use chol as an example of a dead body, it means dafka chol, v'lei chanuk. So hachanami, so why don't you darshan all the other drushes in the braisa? Ba'adam, v'lei tamun, begal, naifa v'lei talib ilam, v'sad v'lei tzafab naim. Meaning, you're picking and choosing which word to darshan. You darshan, chol, v'lei chanuk. So why don't you darshan everything else? The Rabbanon darshan everything. Chol, v'lei chanuk, Rabbi Lazar picked one of these drushes, everything else not. So the one of Shach. So he told him back, Rabbi Lazar, chalo yaseirik. It says the word chalo two times, the second chalo, that's the drusha. Nimtsa samach lesaper, oilirish rubi avdicham. The Mishnah said that if you found it at the edge of a city, or you found it in an irish rubi avdichavim, the halach is there's no parish of egla rufa. Why? The chsivki yimatzeh. It just so happened there was a dead body. Pratla matzeh, as opposed to places where it's not so uncommon for there to be dead bodies. So then the Mishnah said, if you found it near a city that has no bezdin, loy hayu arfin. Why? Because part of the process is, initially it wasn't the skenim of the bezdin, initially it was the ziknei of the Sanhedrin HaGadol Shev Yerushalayim, like the Mishnah said, three or five or everybody. But at the Sanhedrin, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, only did the Medida. They just measured it. But once they finished measuring it, the rest of the process of Egla Rufa was picked up by the local Bezin. There has to be a local Bezin. If there's no local Bezin, you can't do it. Ein moided in Elayir. So if you look at the end of the Mishnah said, Nimtsa samach lesaper, oy leirsha ruba evde kechavim, oy leirsha ein babezdin, vayhoyo arfin. And the last line of the Mishnah is, ein moided in ela leirsha yesh babezdin. So it's redundant. You don't do the medida if it's next to a city that has no bezdin. And ein moided in ela leirsha yesh babezdin. So the Gemara says, pshita, kivin the tunnel leirsha ein babezdin, ano yodano, de ein moided in ela leirsha yesh babezdin. If you tell me you can't be moided from a city that has no bezdin, then obviously, when are you moided? If it's next to a city that does have a bezdin, says the Gemara, Hakamash Malan, a tremendous chiddush. Gedatanya is going to the brayse. Let's say you found it next to a city that has no bezdin. Shemanichin oisa, we leave it. Umoided in leir sheyesh ba bezdin. So what do? You don't not measure at all, but rather you measure to the closest city that has a bezdin. Talmud loymar v'lakhu zikne yahir ahi mikol makom. So the last line of the Mishnah is coming to teach me that you don't measure to a city that has no bezdin. However, if it's found next to a city that has no bezdin, you don't not measure at all. You find the city that's closest that does have a bezdin, and it's to that bezdin, it's to that city that you measure to. That's that last line. That even if the closest city didn't have a bezdin, you're still going to measure. What you're going to do is to that closest city that does have a bezdin.